As you settle into your postures for the body scan, I'm just going to say a few words about the practice before I ring the bells. So in this practice, we're going to take a bit of time, first of all, to simply ground, connect with the breathing for a while, noticing how the in-breath is energizing and how the out-breath is relaxing. Noticing that so that when throughout the body scan, if you're feeling the need for a little more energy, you can emphasize feeling the in-breath. If you're feeling tension, you can work with that, emphasizing the out-breath and the calming that can come with that. So we're not trying to fix or change anything when we do this, but rather to respond skillfully to any of the energy hindrances of sloth and torpor with the in-breath, of restlessness, worry, and the tension that can come with it with the out-breath. As we did in our mindful moment, we'll also, in the early part, ask ourselves, is there a struggle? To see if we can be aware if there is any hindrance. We might not be able to name it at that point. That's okay. Is there a struggle? Just let it be known. And then the other questions, how's the attitude? To notice if there's any craving or aversion. How's the attitude? How's the energy? To notice sloth and torpor or restlessness, worry. And lastly, how's the trust or the faith? So that we can be aware of the presence of any doubting mind. Now the key is this, is that we want to be aware of the hindrances. And the moment we're aware of them, then they're no longer hindrances, but rather openings into our awareness. And for even a few seconds or sometimes longer, they become the objects of our mindful awareness, with kindness, with curiosity. If we try to push any hindrance away, deny it, cover over it, it will veil our clear seeing. It will impede our mindfulness. So the trick is to open to them as they show. And through any one sitting, we may experience multiple hindrances or very few. Our task is to use a little bit of rain throughout. So first we ground whenever we notice a hindrance or a difficulty of any type. We ground through the body. And then the rain, we recognize it. We name it perhaps with that recognition. We allow it. We say, okay, you're here. I'm going to let you be here. We allow it. We might have a wee bit of investigation. We just feel in the body the tension, the flutters, the vibrations, whatever may be showing with that hindrance. Maybe even noticing its vedana, the feeling tone. And the end of rain informs throughout. We remember it's not always so. It's not permanent. It's not personal. It's conditioned. It's a conditioned arising. And the end of rain can also serve as nurture. Perhaps using the in-breath or the out-breath soothing touch. Now I say all of these instructions now so that you can have a fairly quiet body scan as we go through. I will periodically remind you of the instructions, but I want to keep this body scan fairly quiet so that you can go inward. All right, so let's listen to the bells to take us into our sitting together. Taking time now to nicely ground through the body. However you like to do that, in whatever posture you've chosen, sitting, standing, lying down. And feel into the breathing. Have some nice full breaths. And really notice as you do so the energizing effects of the in-breath, the relaxing effects of the out-breath. Letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. Bringing intentions to our practice, intending to be open and curious and kindly throughout. Perhaps a bit of soothing touch as a reminder. And checking in with ourselves in these opening moments as to what may be already here. What are we coming in with? So noticing, is there a struggle? Let it be known, let it be felt. And how's the attitude? How's the energy? And how's the trust or the faith in oneself, the practice? And with those questions, opening to the presence of any hindrance and feel them through the body. So we recognize, we allow, little investigation, feel it through the body. Notice its feeling tone. And know it's not always so. And maybe some nurturing, soothing touch. And so as we go through the body scan, you may need to engage with a little bit of rain practice in any one place in the body. Make sure you ground beforehand and keep your friendly, curious intentions alive. And so feeling the breath, breathing in, breathing out. And releasing on the exhale, letting the breath go as we now let our attention travel down into our toes and soles of the feet. And feeling now the tops of the feet. Direct sensory awareness as it is. Opening into the ankles, shins, and calves. And now the knees. The thighs up to and including the hip joints. And now, if you will, let's breathe down through the body, through the legs to the toes, in and out of the lower extremities, feeling them as a whole. And with this, we might be aware of the energy. It's possible, though not necessarily so, that with restlessness and worry, there could be some issues with a feeling of movement in the lower extremities, vibration, jitteriness. With sloth and torpor, there may be a feeling of heaviness. Feeling with the breathing in and out of the lower extremities. Recognizing and allowing whatever is here as it is. And on the out-breath, let's gently release the lower extremities. And come into the upper, feeling into the fingers and thumbs. And the palms and the backs of the hands. And up into the wrists and forearms, including the elbows. And the upper arms, including the shoulder joints. And then letting the breath help us here, breathing down through the arms to the fingertips and back again, breathing in and out of the upper extremities. What can we notice here? Like the lower extremities, the upper extremities may give us a clue if there's any restlessness by way of a jitteriness, a vibration, tension. Or the opposite, the sloth and torpor showing up as heaviness, a weariness, a weightedness, even a numbness. These are simply suggestions. Your experience may be entirely different. Regardless, grounding and recognizing and allowing a little light investigation as you breathe into the upper extremities. And breathing in and out of the upper extremities, and on the out breath, releasing and coming into the pelvic region. Feeling the sitting bones, the buttocks, sense of the hip joints, the pelvic girdle, the reproductive organs. Is your bottom settled into its cushion bench, mat? Or is there a feeling of wanting to move? Even a leaning forward that might speak of some restlessness? Or undue heaviness, leaning backwards, that may speak of sloth and torpor? Maybe, and maybe not. What's your experience? And letting the awareness move into the abdomen. If there's any anxiety, it might be experienced as butterflies. Sloth and torpor may show as heaviness. Numbness. recognizing and allowing whatever is showing, and light investigation as we go. Letting the attention travel to the back of the body, the tailbone region, the buttocks, again, the lumbar spine area, low back. Aware of any tension here that may speak of any hindrance. Or not. Letting the awareness gently move up the back as we feel the spine, the ribs, the various muscles. Into the shoulder blades and shoulder muscles. Back of the neck. Feeling along the whole length of the back, using the breath, breathing from the neck down to the tailbone. Noticing posture. Is it a bit slumped? Maybe there's some sloth and torpor, some sleepy mind, body. Is it overly rigid? The back in rigidity might speak of restlessness, it might speak of aversion, any of the hindrances really. Recognizing and allowing whatever's here as it is, with kindness and interest. On the out breath, let's release the back and come into the chest, possibly feeling the heart beating. The heart reflects our energy levels, slow when we're nicely relaxed or even too relaxed, speeding up, skipping beats. When we're agitated, the lungs too reflect our energy. And the chest wall. Is it sunken with low energy or aversion possibly? These are just suggestions. What's your experience? Letting now, if you will, the awareness come into the front of the neck. And using the breath again, breathing from the neck all the way down to the pelvic region, feeling the whole of the torso and neck with interest, with kindness. Recognizing and allowing whatever you may find here. Feeling into it, a light investigation, and noticing how the sensations, the experiences are changing. Not always so. All conditioned. Not all of who I am. And then releasing the torso and neck on the out breath, coming into face and head. Noticing chin and jaw, tension here might reflect aversion, restless energy. Feeling into the mouth, inside and out. Feeling the cheeks, the facial muscles that express and reveal so much about our experience. Can we open to it? Sensing the nose. Feeling into the eyes, the muscles around, between, and into the forehead. Is there possible heaviness of the sleepy mind body? Is there tension of restlessness or aversion or wanting? Opening into the scalp, the cranium. And feeling into the ears. And breathing in and out of face and head. This whole region is a tremendous barometer that can inform us of the presence of any hindrance. And and letting that breathing into extend down the neck, down to the fingertips. Through the torso to the pelvic region. And all the way down to the toes. Feeling breath and body as a whole. Taking good care to be nicely grounded and kindfully intentional, and engage in any rain practice that you would like. What do you notice? The body as a whole, particular areas. Recognizing, allowing, investigating. Maybe include the Vedana as you feel into the body. Keep remembering throughout, not always so. Notice the changing nature, how things are conditioned, whatever you're experiencing. Practicing with that in the silence. If you've been engaging in a rain practice, take the next few moments to finish off with it, knowing you can return to it at any point in any practice. When we open to any difficulty, any hindrance, it no longer is a hindrance or an obstacle. It is an opening. It is a gateway to our awakening. When we open with kindness and interest. So Langston Hughes wrote a poem called Island. And in this poem, he talks of sorrow. And you might insert anxiety, fear, anger, any afflictive experience. It's all the same. But sorrow is powerful. Powerful word choice here. Island. Wave of sorrow, do not drown me now. I see the island still ahead somehow. I see the island, and its sands are fair. Wave of sorrow, take me there. Wave of sorrow, take me there.